Residential alternative energy producers have another option for selling power onto the grid. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska is requiring most state utilities to buy electricity from residential customers who produce green power and properly hook up to the grid. Golden Valley Electric Vice President of Transmission and Distribution Mike Wright says the utilities then pay customers for any excess electricity generated.
So you'll have a solar cell or a wind turbine or a small hydro or something like that that you might have on your residence, and any excess generation that you make that you do not use yourself at your home goes back to the utility, and then you net the difference in the month. So the meter spins both ways and it nets out the difference.
Customers who sign up for net metering will be paid what the utility avoids by not having to generate the power. The avoided cost rate is less than what customers who participate in Golden Valley's Sustainable Natural Alternative Power, or SNAP, program get paid. SNAP supplements the rate paid to producers with voluntary contributions from members who want to support local green energy. Wright says that makes it a better deal for people investing in alternative energy systems.
The SNAP is actually, from our perspective, a little bit better than net metering, because we buy the power at avoided cost, plus the money that SNAP contributors put in is also distributed to the SNAP producers. So they actually get more money than they would for net metering for putting in a renewable source, so it helps pay for it better.
Wright says one advantage of going with net metering is that participants can use the alternative power they produce, a potential benefit in the event of a utility outage. All SNAP power goes to the utility. Wright says there are safeguards in the net metering regulations to protect utilities and regular customers so that they aren't saddled with an unfair amount of the cost of power production and distribution. Wright says a couple of alternative energy producers have expressed interest in net metering, while about 40 have opted for the SNAP program because of its better return. He says Alaska's move to allow net metering reflects national legislation that required states to consider it.